Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
It has been years now that Andy has been coming in here with ghost hunters, and he's been playing audio of actual ghosts that they get in the area. And there are some days that he comes in here and the audio is real tough to make out. Like, you can't really understand it until he tells us what the ghost says. Then we listen back. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, yeah, I hear that now. Help me. Yeah.
You have to sort of explain what the audio is. That you're talking about the EVPs, right?
Sure. Yeah, we are the, we're a group. We go out to places where people have claims of haunted activity and, things that they talk about. We try and come up with logical explanations for. And the one thing that we really cannot really grasp are these voices that we're catching. It's known as an electronic voice phenomenon, or an EVP. And these things occur on our recording devices that you don't really hear at the time. Now, there are very rare occasions when you actually hear these things. You'll hear the voices at the time, but that is extremely rare. They embed themselves onto the voice recorders. It's the most mind-boggling thing I've ever experienced. And we've caught probably coming up on 1,000 of these things over the years that we've been doing these things. So they're definitely out there. They're definitely intelligent. Sometimes they are very unclear of what is being said. But to me, it's not necessarily what's important that what's being said is that something is being said. You know, mm-hmm. We can debate all day about what is it saying, but the fact that something is being said is pretty remarkable.
And we've got a whole bunch of new listeners here, so they don't know the history. So just very briefly, like, you were a skeptic of this whole thing before you started this company, which we'll talk about. And also the fact that you don't make any cash off of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm still a skeptic. Everything that happens when we're on investigation, although you want it to be paranormal, does not necessarily mean that it's paranormal. When you get taps on the walls, things like that, could be the house settling, doors that might close, might just be a draft in the house. So we try and explain away everything that we possibly can, especially video, pictures. So many things can go wrong during those things. So I mainly focus on the voices. The electronic voice phenomenon is absolutely clear. I am not a skeptic that there is something out there. I can't tell you if they're ghosts of dead people. I don't know if they're angels, demons, spirits. I don't know what they are. But whatever this anomaly is, it is absolutely real. And I have zero doubt in my mind that it is absolutely real. I've experienced some very wild things over the years of doing this. I've experienced haunted activity in my own personal life for over 20 years, but since I've been investigating, I've experienced some wild things, but nothing compares to what happened on the night of this investigation. It was something.
Really?
Let's get into this.
By far.
Whoa.
It was one of the most remarkable nights of my life. And it's very, very close to me, but the entire night feels like a dream. It doesn't even feel like it really happened, other than the other three people that were there that night can vouch for everything that I'm about to say that happened that night. I don't care if people believe me or not. You know, like I said, there were three other people with me in the house that night, and all three of those people, in addition to myself, know exactly what happened, and there is no way in hell that anybody that was sitting there in that room, one of the physical people, could have done the things that took place that night.
Now, and you normally don't get shook on these hunts, right? But this one, I mean, things were flying around.
Yeah, lots of things were flying around. I was
no way.
What?
Yes, it was a very much a poltergeist night. This was physical activity on a scale
Andy,
that I've
come
never.
Come into the light. Andy, come into the light.
I've changed my name to Carol Ann now. This story is very, very close to me. And at first, I really didn't even want to take the case because it was so close. One of my very good friends passed away almost a year ago to the day in an accident up in the North Georgia Mountains. And, you know, it was tragic. He's got a daughter, wife. You know, his entire family had to deal with that, plus all of his friends. And one thing that I realized out of this is you don't necessarily know how many people's lives you touch until after you die. and the people's lives that he touched was absolutely amazing. And based on what happened that night, he is still with us here. I don't have any doubt that he's still affecting people's lives. He affected my life, you know, close to a year after he passed away with what happened this night.
What's the connection, and why didn't you want to take the case?
He was basically my best friend growing up through high school. He was kind of that person that we're just trouble together. You know, we didn't need to be together all the time because we would always get in trouble if we stayed together. So, you know, kind of after high school, we kind of separated, you know, all through high school, best friends, got into all the trouble together, all the crazy things you do in high school together. He was that person that I did it with. When I had to grow up and get out of, you know, being a stupid teenager, we had to separate. Otherwise, we would have continued to get in trouble. Kind of, you know, over the years, just kind of drifted apart, and then ran into him at a Quick Trip gas station one day, kind of reconnected that point. You know, we talked about he wanted to go on a ghost hunt real bad, and we just kind of started reconnecting right before he passed away.
And this is how long ago now?
It's almost a year ago.
Okay.
And almost how did he pass?
In a four-wheeler accident.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. So very sudden, not expected by anybody. You know, turn a weekend out into something that you know, completely changed everybody's lives. But everything does happen for a reason. You know, it's very difficult to look at it even still to this day. For his wife and his daughter to try and deal with all this, but it, you know, it's how you deal with the things that you handle in your life is what makes you who you are. So Melissa's done an amazing job, and hopefully we'll have her on air to talk about kind of how it made her feel. One thing that I hope we can get out of this is if there's other people that are out there that have recently lost loved ones, the comfort that she got out of this investigation and knowing that he's still there and knowing that he's able to see his daughter grow up really gave her a great bit of comfort, knowing that he's still, you know, it changed her house back into a home again, knowing that he's still there.
What's his name?
His name is Matt.
Matt. Okay, Matt's wife is Melissa.
Yes.
And she's on the phone with us right now, actually.
Yes.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. What made you call Andy in the first place? Like, what was going on around the house?
There was nothing going on around the house. It was really funny because I was listening to Andy talk. And Matt was always like, "Oh, let's go do a ghost hunt." And I'm like, "No, I don't do ghosts. I don't mean ghosts. You know, I run the opposite way. I'm not trying to find ghosts or anything like that. And I don't watch ghost hunting shows. And I would never watch them with him. And after the accident, I'm like really interested in like, okay, so what's going on? Like, I kind of what Andy was saying. I was thinking, you just reach out for something to. Okay, I want to know that he's still here, that he can see Ella, that he can see me, that he, you know, just all these things that you start thinking about in your life. And I knew Andy through Matt. I didn't know Andy before this investigation. And so I sent him something on Facebook one day, and I was like, you know, hey, I had a picture or something from the funeral that had like an orb in it. And I was like, I know you're a ghost hunter. You want to check out this picture? And from there, we just started talking. And we really didn't set the investigation as an investigation. It was kind of just like, we're going to come do this for fun. It wasn't, I didn't have anything going at the house. It wasn't anything that we thought, we were laughing about it. We were like, we're probably going to get nothing, but it'll be fun just to hang out and see what we find. And we didn't do it as an intentional basis of trying to like, really thinking we'd come up with anything.
So there most times when you come in here, people call you and they say, I've seen freaky activity in the house. So yes. You know going into that home that there's probably something going to happen. But it sounds like in this case, you were almost like the expectation was set so low.
Well, didn't she come up with some stories about the accident that she had not been told of?
Yeah. Well, you know, I will say that after the accident, you know, my daughter, she would tell me things. Because I was always felt like after the accident, I mean, you know, most people when they're like, okay, when you die, you go to heaven. And so I'm like, okay, well, you don't really think about heaven until after somebody passes away that's really close to you. And you're like, okay, so can they still see us? Is he still here with us in his present? Can he like see this and see that? And so that's the kind of concerns I had. So when she would come back to me and tell me things that I felt like she shouldn't know, or she would say things like he was still there with her, like she would talk to him and stuff. And, you know, she would never say anything about, where's he at? Like, she almost kind of knew what happened. And I never told her anything. I
mean, how old is she?
She was 3 at the time.
3.
We've heard this a lot on the show, mm-hmm. that when you're that young, yeah, that kids can see that kind of stuff sure. that adults just can't see.
And I'll say this. I'm not a skeptic. I totally believe all that stuff exists, and that's why I was like, I'm running the opposite way if I see a ghost, because I believe in all that stuff. Like, you know, spirits, and I think I know all that stuff exists, but I've never been interested in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to know about it, you know? And so I totally believed her when she would say things, you know? I totally believed her. And that's when I got more interested in it. Like, okay, now it became personal to me. You know?
Okay. All right, so let's do this in two parts here. So now we know the story, the personal connection. We know that you're going to go into the house and you're really not expecting a whole bunch. Yeah. And then you go in there, and there's a lot to cover here.
Wow. We got a lot more than we bargained for.
A lot to cover. Now, remember, his friend's name is Matt, and one of the pieces of audio we're going to play for you says Matt's home.
Hmm.
Okay.
Creepy.
Yeah, really creepy. I mean, and really, really pretty clear stuff here.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.